This next story here on KNKX comes from our weekend show, Sound Effect. Here's our host, Jennifer Wing.
This week on the show, we're talking about TMI, too much information. And there are topics that most of us really do not want to discuss with our parents. Birth control is probably close to the top of the list. In this next story, Seattle writer Sarah Ann Lloyd tells us what it's like when she, her mother, and her grandmother talk about the pros and cons of diaphragms as easily as if they were out shopping for new shoes. And again, if you have young children who hear this story, they could end up having a lot of questions that you might not be prepared to answer just yet.
After years of bad experiences with birth control, at 19, I thought I had found the Holy Grail. The diaphragm. It was 2006 and nobody used diaphragms anymore. But I knew all about them because since I was about 10 years old, I knew that my very existence depended on my mother leaving hers in the dresser drawer one cold winter day in January of 1986. I was conceived under the dining room table on the shag carpet of their Fremont apartment. "Be careful," she said, "you are a diaphragm baby." My mom is ordinarily one of the most gentle, accommodating people I know. She hates watching TV shows that use embarrassment as a plot device. She can't play Monopoly because she literally gives her property away. But she seems to get downright giddy when talking about real-life facts that would traditionally make people uncomfortable. Clinical facts. Sexual facts. So when I hit the why phase, and started asking very specific questions about where babies come from, she was like, "Put me in, coach." This is how, at 4 or 5 years old, my favorite movie was The Miracle of Life. This is how, at 9, when my dad quit smoking and got into making balloon animals, I got really into making balloon sperm. And this is why, when my mom picked me up for winter break, and we stopped at the pharmacy to pick up my diaphragm, she didn't give bringing my grandmother along a second thought.
Did either of you think that it was weird that you came along with me to get my diaphragm?
No.
No?
No.
I was thinking, oh, she's sexually active.
Do you remember when you asked me if I was having sex?
I have a vague recollection of bringing it up once. Because I was pretty sure that you were.
It was very short. It was just, "Sarah, are you having sex?" And I said, "No."
and it wasn't true?
Oh, I was definitely lying.
Yeah. I was more concerned that you were staying safe than I was concerned about you having sex.
Back at the pharmacy, my grandmother waited in line with me to buy my diaphragm. And as we waited, she had this advice. Never put your diaphragm in while you're menstruating. She ran into this problem on her wedding day.
Well, I had it all figured out. The date for the wedding was fine. I was going to menstruate about 2 weeks before the wedding. And I didn't. And so I started menstruating on the day I got married, which was really weird.
Gee, you also told me that story when I got my diaphragm. For the first time.
Oh, did I?
Yes.
This was hardly my first conversation about anything sex-related with my family. In fact, for me, I started learning about as early as anyone could.
You were a rather precocious child, and you started asking about where babies came from pretty early on. I'd say you were asking your first questions when you were probably 3 years old. And I think you were probably 4.5 or 5 when you pinned me to the wall and said, "Mom, exactly what magical thing happens when mommies and daddies sleep together?" And so I went and I got a book at the library and I read it to you and I got to the part where it describes everything and I read that really quickly. And you seemed to not You seemed to be okay with that. And I think that you felt like you could come and ask me if you had any questions.
Can you tell me a little bit about mom's sex ed? growing up, Grammy?
Well, my brother, when he was growing up, he had gone to the library at the Indiana University, and he got a whole bunch of books and took them up to the librarian to check out, and she called my mother to make sure it was all right if he had the books, and she said it was. So when Karen asked the question, I thought, oh, this is the good thing. I'll just go and get some books at the library, and then she'll be able to understand all this. And I said to her, if you have any questions or you want to talk about this, just come to me. But she never did.
I got all the information I needed from that stack of books.
That stack of books was fairly high. In fact, I became somewhat of a reference to some of my friends who would come up to me in school and say, so I heard this. Do you know anything about this? Because I knew a lot of stuff because I'd read the books. But I'm sure that it was augmented by what I heard around the dinner table. Families are different. In our family, we talked about sex.
Grammy, she needed those books. Her mother, my great-grandmother, sex, birth control, how babies are made, these were not discussed.
My mother? I wouldn't have talked to my mother about anything like that on your life, I don't think. I just didn't talk to my mother about things that were really important to me.
Was it conscious to do that differently with my mother?
Yes.
So you wanted to have a closer relationship?
I never knew what my mother would. She was kind of a loose cannon when it came to reactions to what you said to her, so you just didn't talk to her about things that mattered.
Did any of these early experiences have an influence on how you decided to communicate with Mom about sex and her body and all of that?
No, I just like being open.
Maybe we're close like this because women are in short supply in my family. There are a lot of men.
So many men. You are the aberration. Society worries less about men knowing and talking about sex than it does women. And since most everybody on your dad's side and your mom's side are all men, it just was easier to talk about. We were easier to forget about.
I knew my mom, as a former nurse, had bred some degree of openness and anatomical know-how in me. But I don't think I gave any of the women who came before me in my family credit for the ethos behind everything. That when we know about our bodies and what they can do, we're able to care for ourselves better, and it can make it a little easier to move about the world inside them. Oh, and as far as my relationship with the diaphragm, it didn't last very long. It was not the holy grail of birth control. It was a pain in the ass to use. I switched to a copper IUD, which I still have. And yes, I discussed it with my mom.
That story from Seattle writer Sarah Ann Lloyd.